Kelvin Davis with us this morning. Kelvin, sorry we missed you that last hour, mate, but I know you're busy. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Tēnā.
Morena. Firstly, tai tukura and vaccination rates. We're getting there, but we're still behind the national average quite considerably. What thoughts can you share with us from the north?
Well, really, I just want everyone to go over and get vaccinated. It's pretty simple now, and I've said it for a few weeks. Everyone knows there's a global pandemic. Everyone knows the right thing to do is to get vaccinated, and that is to protect not just yourself but the loved ones around you. And as I've also said, you know, I'm double vaccinated. I got vaccinated not just to protect myself, my loved ones, but also those people who are unvaccinated as well, because the more of us that are vaccinated, we're protecting everybody.
School returns this week. You've got Associate Māori Education. Do you think there could be different attitudes from our kura Māori to the vaccination mandate and indeed the return to school for kids than might be the case in mainstream schools? Do you think there's going to be any difference?
Look, there are people and teachers in both mainstream and kura that are opposed to being vaccinated. I think it's probably more severe in our kura, sadly. And I just think there's too many of our people who have fall into the trap of the unvaccinated messages and the propaganda. It's very sad, but I'm pretty unapologetic. For me, the children in our kura, they don't have the chance to be vaccinated. They are the ones at risk, and if a teacher is going to put themselves ahead of the children in their class, well then, for me, haere rā. There's no place for an unvaccinated teacher in our schools where our kids can't get vaccinated.
In fact, those getting COVID are often kids, we're finding, and Māori kids as well. How keen are you to follow the lead offshore where five-year-olds up are getting vaccinated? Do you think that'll have an impact on the Māori rates?
Well, look, I think everybody who can be vaccinated should be vaccinated. I see that they're testing overseas for a vaccine that's appropriate for 5 to 11-year-olds. If I had grandchildren if my children were between those ages, I'd be getting them vaccinated. You know, this is a disease, or this is a virus of the unvaccinated. It will seek them out. It will find the unvaccinated people. Those who are unvaccinated are the ones who are suffering the most severely, and we just don't want that for our people. We don't want our people suffer needlessly when there is an answer to it. So, yeah, to be honest, I'm losing patience with the anti-vaxxers, with the vaccine hesitant. Everybody knows what's the right thing to do, and if people decide to assert their rangatiratanga or their mana motu hake, I don't actually think they really realise what that means. You know, rangatiratanga, a rangatira looked after his whole hapu. And if people are applying mana motu hake to make a decision not to get vaccinated, well then what you're actually doing is undermining Article 3 of the treaty, which is equitable outcomes. They're making the decision that they don't want equitable outcomes for our people. And I just find that really sad.
The oversight of Oranga Tamariki, I spoke earlier today with Elizabeth Kirikiri. She said that needs to be independent of the government. The new bill would remove the investigation powers of the new Children and Young People's Commission compared with the current powers of the Children's Commissioner. You are the Minister for Children. What stance you?
Look, obviously I back this bill, although this bill isn't my bill. It's Minister Kabel Sipuloni, who is the minister who has oversight. So basically it is keeping it separate from me, distant from me. You can't have me in charge of a bill that is overlooking the organisation that I'm in charge of. So there is a distance between me as the Minister for Children and the Independent Child Monitor and the Children's Commission who are looking at the operations of Oranga Tamariki. It's vital. It's important that we have this sort of oversight to make sure that the government organisations are doing what they have to be done and they're not being influenced by the government itself.
Kelvin, thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today. All the best to you for the week ahead. We'll talk again soon.
Kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koe.